This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station. Jumping center for Neoga will be Jackson Clark at 6'1". And jumping center for Nokomis will be 6'8 sophomore Carter Sobel. And here we go. It's regional championship night. Sit back and enjoy. And the opening tip controlled by Nokomis. As Ransdell gets the ball into the front court, McDowell drives to the baseline, feeds off to Braden Sobel, and Nokomis turns it over with a bad pass in the lane. Neoga with the basketball. Out front to Reese Johnson, so Neoga with a chance to draw first blood. Nokomis in that 1-2-2 zone defense. Johnson will try a long three ball. It comes off the backboard, didn't draw any iron, and the rebound pulled down by Nokomis. No score. We played 30 seconds in the opening quarter. Here's McDowell on the left side. A man-to-man defense for Neoga. Back out front to Hendricks Barnes for Nokomis. Here's Barnes at the top of the key. Picks up his dribble. Gives it off to Ransdell. Camden in the right corner. Now back out on the wing. Passes the ball back out front to Austin McDowell. McDowell across the midcourt stripe. Tries to go back door to Camden Ransdell. The pass was behind him and it goes out of bounds. Turnover number two for Nokomis. We played about a minute of the opening quarter. Neoga with the basketball. Here's Johnson with the basketball into the front court. A bounce pass back to Caleb Hill. Around to the right side. Off to Jackson, or off to Drew Raymert. Raymert back out front to Johnson. Back across to Raymert on the right side of the key. Here's Johnson at the top of the key. Now on the near sidelines to Caleb Hill. Hill back out front. They go to Raymert. Raymert on the dribble into the right corner to Clayton Butler. Back out to Reese Johnson at the point. Here's Raymert on the right side of the key. Back to Johnson as Neoga tries to figure out this 1-2-2. Around to the left side, out to Jackson Clark. A skip pass back to Raymert on the right side. Into the corner now to Butler. Clayton Butler almost lost it out of bounds. Did a nice job of walking the tightrope. Johnson's going to fire the three ball. No good. And the rebound pulled down by Nokomis. 6:12 to go, opening quarter. No score. Nokomis with the ball. Here's McDowell having the ball knocked out of bounds by Drew Raymert of Neoga. So Nokomis will get the basketball on their baseline. We played almost 2 minutes of the opening quarter and no score. Here's Carter Sobel at the free throw line to Hendricks Barnes. Barnes puts it on the floor once. Now lobs it into Braden Sobel on the low block. A turnaround 10-footer is an air ball, and it's picked up by Neoga. Bounce pass to Caleb Hill. Into the left corner it goes to Jackson Clark. Back out to Hill. Now to the top of the key to Raymert. Raymert gives off to Reese Johnson. Johnson open for the three ball. This one is short. Picked up off the floor by Hendricks Barnes for Nokomis. 5.5 to go in the opening quarter. No score. Barnes stops at the free throw line. Gives off to McDowell underneath the Carter Sobel. Triple teamed. He puts the shot up. No good. And the rebound pulled down by Drew Raymert for Neoga. Raymert into the front court. On the wing it goes to Clark. Jackson Clark double teamed, and now he's called for traveling. Turnover number one by Neoga. And Nokomis defense trapped on the side and forced the turnover. Ball goes back to Nokomis. 5:15 to go in the opening quarter. No score. Nokomis with a basketball. Here's Camden Ransdell into the front court. To the right elbow off to Hendricks Barnes. Barnes in the lane. 10-footer is up and good. And that's the first bucket of the night. Nokomis breaks on top 2-0 with just under 5 minutes to go in the opening quarter. Here comes the Nokomis press. Johnson into the front court trap. And the ball knocked away. Camden Ransdell picks it up for Nokomis. 10-foot jumper. Good! Ransdell. It's his first bucket of the night. And that makes it a 4-0 lead for Nokomis. And now Neoga wants timeout. 4:42 to go in the opening quarter. Nokomis 4, Neoga nothing. Back with more basketball in 20 seconds. First of three games tonight after this broadcast from Nokomis. It'll be Hillsboro taking on Nashville from Staunton. And then from East Alton Wood River High School, Southwestern takes on West Glen. A triple header tonight on Regional Championship Night on your 50,000-watt sports voice of Mid-Illinois, WSMI FM 106.1. Neoga with the basketball following the timeout. Johnson in the backcourt gets the ball ahead to Caleb Hill, who steps across the midcourt stripe. Hill off to Johnson, drives down the lane, puts up the 12-footer. It is no good, and the rebound, Braden Sobel for Nokomis. Nokomis leading 4-0, 4:22 to go first quarter. Here's Barnes in the lane, 10-footer is up, and it is good. Hendricks Barnes with four, and a 6-0 lead for Nokomis. 4:13 to go first quarter. Here's Reese Johnson into the front court. Gives it off to Caleb Hill. The ball kicked out of bounds by Nokomis, and it'll belong to Nioga on their end of the floor. Hill will inbound the ball to Johnson. Back around to Raymert. Raymert, right side of the key, off to Clark in the corner. Back out front to Johnson. Now to Raymert. He wanted to take the three, but he was about four steps behind the arc. Ball pops loose, chased to the corner. Clark saves it for Nioga and bounces it off the leg of Camden Ransdell of Nokomis. So Nioga will inbound the basketball. And one of the toughest spots to inbound, down towards the corner on the sidelines. Not much of an angle there. They do get the ball in to Drew Raymert. Here's Johnson, left side. Back out front, it goes to Butler. Johnson near the top of the key, off to Raymert. Raymert about four steps behind the arc. Here's Reese Johnson with the basketball. Reese only a freshman. Raymert's going to take the three ball. It's short. Rebound pulled down by Camden Ransdell for Nokomis. 3.5 to go opening quarter. Nokomis with a 6-0 lead in the basketball. Barnes open for three. Around and out, no good. Rebound McDowell. Austin puts it on the floor. Leans in. One-handed shot off the glass. No good. Ransdell the put back. No good. And the rebound by Raymert, and he's fouled by Carter Sauble. Carter will get his first, team's first, out of bounds for Nioga in the backcourt. 3:11 to go in the opening quarter in this regional championship game, and a 6-0 lead for Nokomis. Ball will be inbounded by Caleb Hill. He gets it to Raymert, back to Hill, and now Johnson into the front court for Nioga. Here's Johnson along the left sideline, double team, passes it across to Raymert. Raymert drives in, puts it off the glass and in. Nice move by Drew Raymert, and that gets Nioga on the board, 6-2. Nokomis with the lead and the ball, under 3 minutes to go first quarter. Here's McDowell at the top of the key. Round to the right side to Camden Ransdell. Ransdell drives into the right elbow. Across to Barnes. Hendricks on the left wing. Brings it back out to the top of the key. Barnes just dribbling out front, about three steps behind the arc. Nobody close to him. Gives the ball off to Carter Sauble. They lob into Ransdell, and Camden lost it off of his foot. Turnover number three by Nokomis. 2:27 to go first quarter. Nokomis with a 6-2 lead. Nioga gets the ball back. Here's Raymert with it in the backcourt. Raymert fires it across to Reese Johnson. Johnson into the front court. Left sidelines down to the corner. Bounce pass back out to Caleb Hill. Here's Raymert with the ball. Raymert back out to Johnson. Hill, left side, going to try the three ball. Good! Hill hits the three. And that makes it a 6-5 ball game. Nokomis with a 1-point lead in the ball. 2 minutes to go in the opening quarter. Here's Ransdell with the basketball. Off to Austin McDowell. McDowell looks for the cutter through the lane. Instead comes back out front to Hendricks Barnes. Off to Ransdell on the right side. Now to Carter Sauble, and we're going to have a foul. There's about three red shirts they could call this on. Sauble was just being pummeled in there. They're going to give that foul to Butler of Nioga, his first, team's first. And it'll be out of bounds. And now the officials are going to talk to everybody and say, hey, guys, let's not beat up on each other. Ball comes in underneath. The Ransdell with the easy layup. Camden with 4 points and an 8-5 lead for Nokomis. 100 seconds to go in the opening quarter. Nioga with the ball. Hill into the front court. Off to Johnson. Johnson top of the key, off to Raymert. Johnson in between the circles. Back to Raymert. Raymert takes a look. It goes to the corner, off to Jackson Clark. Back out to Johnson at the point. Raymert drives in near the right elbow. Comes across to Hill. Back to Johnson. Reese gives it into the corner to Clark. His shot is short. The ball is out of bounds. It's going to belong to Nokomis. 71 seconds to go in the opening quarter. Nokomis with an 8-5 lead. Our first substitution of the night, Mitchell Cornell, a 6'2 junior. Cornell is going to come in for Nioga and replace Clayton Butler. So Nokomis with a basketball, a lead of 3 points here as we wind down towards the first minute, 1 minute remaining in the first quarter. Here's Carter Sauble, off to Austin McDowell. Backdoor, Hendricks Barnes, open, missed the shot. And the rebound pulled down by Mitchell Cornell, who just came in for Neoga. He gives it off to Raymert. Under 50 seconds to go first quarter. Here's Johnson into the corner to Hill. He drives, leans in, puts it up, missed everything. Rebound Austin McDowell on the weak side. 38 seconds to go first quarter. Nokomis with a three-point lead in the ball. Here's Carter Sobel driving in, puts it up, no good. And a foul coming out. And we're going to have a foul on Braden Sobel of Nokomis. Braden will get his first. Team second. Out of bounds for Neoga with a half minute to play. Nokomis leading 8-5. Hill will inbound the basketball. Gets it to Raymert. Back to Caleb Hill. Hill down the lane. Feeds off underneath to Raymert. Or not to Raymert, to Jackson Clark. And Clark is fouled. And Clark will get a couple of free throws for Neoga. Foul that time on Carter Sobel, his second, team's third. And Ben Marley will come off the bench for Nokomis after this first free throw attempt. Jackson Clark, the 6'1 senior, misses the free throw. Score remains Nokomis 8, Neoga 5. Carter Sobel is out for Nokomis, and Ben Marley, the 6'2 senior, is in. Meanwhile, Clark gets a second free throw for Neoga. And the toss is up, and it's in and out, no good. Rebound Camden Ransdell for Nokomis. Ransdell walks the ball to midcourt, takes a look at the clock. There's 16 seconds remaining. Ransdell out near midcourt with 13. Off to McDowell, back to Ransdell with 9. Camden down to the corner he goes. Pulls up, 15-footer, good. Camden Ransdell with 6, a 10-5 lead, 2 seconds to go. Reese Johnson, a backcourt three-point attempt, no good. At the end of the first quarter of play in this 1A regional championship game from Nokomis, it's Nokomis 10, Neoga 5, second quarter action in 60 seconds. Second quarter will start with Neoga inbounding the basketball. Hill gets it to Reese Johnson, who walks it across the midcourt stripe. Around to Raymert on the right side. Back to Johnson. Here's Hill from the left corner. A three is around and out, no good. Big battle for the rebound. It pops loose. Nokomis picks it up. Here's Hendricks Barnes into the front court for Nokomis. Nokomis with a five-point lead. Here's Ransdell from the left wing. Drives in, 15-footer. It is no good. Ball on the floor, picked up by Drew Raymert for Neoga. Out to Reese Johnson. Neoga down by 5 with the basketball. We played a half minute in the second quarter. Johnson a three, straight on is good. Reese Johnson hits the three-pointer, and that cuts it to a two-point lead for Nokomis at 10-8. Nokomis with the ball, 7:15 to go first half. Here's Braden Sobel with the basketball, way out on the wing. Braden just holding the basketball, gives it back out to Camden Ransdell. Around now to McDowell. Austin, a three is up, no good. Rebound battle for, pulled down by Clayton Butler. An outlet pass, and we're going to have a foul near midcourt against Austin McDowell of Nokomis. McDowell called for a push. His first, team's fourth, out of bounds for Neoga, right at midcourt. Neoga could tie it with the two, take the lead with a three. 7 minutes to go first half. Here's Raymert into the corner to Clark, or to Butler rather. Back out front to Raymert. Now into the right corner off to Jackson Clark. Back to Johnson. Reese Johnson, only a freshman. Here's Raymert into the left corner to Hill. Raymert out at the top of the key. Oh, a nice feed underneath, and the lay-in by Jackson Clark ties this game at 10. First bucket tonight for Clark. 6.5 to go first half. We're tied at 10. Nokomis with the basketball. There's Ransdell into the front court to Hendricks Barnes. Back out to Braden Sobel. Braden back to Barnes. Baseline jumper is no good. Rebound McDowell. Out to Ransdell. Camden for three. Good! Camden Ransdell with 9. And that gives Nokomis a 13-10 lead. 6 minutes to go first half. Neoga with the basketball. Raymert to the top of the key off to Butler. Here's Johnson on the wing. Couldn't get open for the three. And Neoga resets the offense. Here's Johnson driving in. Off to Drew Raymert. Back to Johnson at the top of the key. Raymert right side. Back to Johnson, into the corner. Hill's going to try the three ball. It's around and out, no good. Picked up by Braden Sobel of Nokomis. Nokomis leads by 3, 5.5 to go, first half. Nokomis with the basketball. Here's Barnes with it. And a foul away from the ball. A holding foul. I think this could be against Clayton Butler of Neoga. Yep. And Butler will get his first. Check that second personal foul. Second team foul. Ben Marley is out. Camden Ransdell out. Carter Sobel back in. And also in, B.J. Chaussee, a 6-foot senior for Nokomis. Ball comes into Carter Sobel, the 6'8 sophomore. He kicks the ball back out to Barnes. Hendricks drives in the lane. Fadeaway shot, no good. Rebound chased and picked up by Neoga. And a foul on B.J. Chaussee of Nokomis, his first, team's fifth. Clark picked up the basketball, was bumped by Chaussee. So the ball goes back to Nokomis, or goes back to Neoga, I should say. Nokomis with a three-point lead. Neoga with the ball, 5:19 to go first half. Here's Reese Johnson, left sideline. Devils back around, brings the ball back out front to Drew Raymert. Raymert back to Johnson. Now wide open for the three ball is Cornell. He missed it. The putback is good by Jackson Clark. Clark with four, 13-12. Nokomis with a one-point lead. The ball in under 5 minutes to go first half. Chaussee, left side for Nokomis. Out to McDowell, wide open for the three ball. No good, and the rebound pulled down by Jackson Clark. Neoga could take the lead with a bucket here. Here's Johnson out front. Almost tripped up, but kept his dribble. Feeds across, Johnson open for the three for the lead. No good. Rebound Carter Sobel for Nokomis. 4.5 to go first half. Nokomis with a one-point lead at 13-12. Here's Hendricks Barnes. Open from 15 on the wing. Good! Hendricks Barnes with six. Barnes and Ransdorf are the only two that have scored for Nokomis. They have 15 points on the board. 15-12 lead for Nokomis. 4:14 to go in the first half. Here's a bad pass by Neoga. Nokomis comes up with it. Third Neoga turnover. Here's B.J. Chaussee from the corner. Good! B.J. with his first bucket of the night. And Nokomis back to a five-point advantage at 17-12. 4 minutes to go first half. Neoga with the ball. Johnson with the ball, and he is bumped in there by Austin McDowell. McDowell will get his second personal foul, sixth team foul. Out of bounds one more time for Neoga before the bonus kicks in on the next Nokomis foul. Chaussee out, McDowell out, Braden Sobel out, Ben Marley back in, Camden Ransdell back in. Also in is Alex Tassetti, a 6'1 sophomore. Neoga with the basketball, down by five with 3:47 to go first half. Here's Drew Raymert, back out to Reese Johnson. Raymert, the right side of the key. Back to Johnson, into the corner to Cornell. Johnson, back to Raymert. He's got Hill open in the corner. Hill, now double team, gets the ball back out to Raymert. Here's Johnson, back to Raymert. Raymert back to Johnson. Neoga trying to be patient here. Raymert are on the right side of the key. It's a 17-12 Nokomis lead. Neoga with the ball, and Raymert almost got his pocket picked. Here's Cornell trying to feed down underneath, and a foul as Jackson Clark goes up strong for the basket. He didn't make the basket, but he'll be at the line to shoot too as Ben Marley gets the foul for Nokomis, his first, team seventh. And Clark will shoot two for Neoga. 3:11 to go first half. Neoga down by five, 17-12, and make it a four-point difference now. 17-13, 5 points for Clark. And Jackson Clark, the 6'1 senior, gets a second free throw. This one is up, and this one is good. He's got six, and that makes it 17-14. Nokomis by three as we approach 3 minutes remaining in the first half. Here's Ransdell. Off to the wing on the left side to Hendricks Barnes. Back out to Carter Sobel. Jumper from the free throw line. Good. Carter with his first bucket tonight. 19-14, Nokomis by five. 2:50 to go first half. Here's Reese Johnson into the front court for Neoga. Fires it back out to Raymert out near midcourt. Raymert backs out, almost steps on the midcourt stripe. Gets it back to Johnson. Into the corner to Cornell. He'll drive to the edge of the lane. Stop, and he travels. Turnover number four by Neoga. Braden Sobel, Austin McDowell back in for Nokomis. Hendricks Barnes and Ben Marley out for Coach Kimbrough. Nokomis gets the ball back, leading 19-14 with 2.5 to go here in the first half of play. Into the front court to Seti. Alex gives around to Ransdell. Underneath to Braden Sobel. Turnaround shot, no good. Rebound pulled down by Jackson Clark of Neoga. Gives it off to Drew Raymert. Now to Reese Johnson into the front court. Johnson spins away. Gets the ball off to Raymert. Back to Johnson on the left side of the key. Raymert right side. Long three ball. Good. Raymert with five. 19-17. A two-point Nokomis lead with 2 minutes to go in the first half. Nokomis with the basketball. Ransdell around to Austin McDowell. He'll drive in, put up the one-handed shot. Bank shot, no good. Rebound, Carter Sobel stripped out of his hands by Drew Raymert of Neoga. And the ball will belong to Nokomis on the Nokomis baseline. Trigger man will be Alex Tassetti. Tassetti slaps the basketball. Underneath the Ransdell, who all in one motion grabs the ball and puts it off the glass and in. Camden with 11. And a four-point lead for Nokomis, 21-17. 100 seconds to go in the first half. Neoga with the ball, down by four. Here's Raymert with it. Back out to Reese Johnson. Cornell in the left corner. Back to Johnson. He drives in. Gets off to Raymert. Raymert drives around a defender. Drives down the lane. Puts it off the glass and in. Raymert with seven. 21-19. Nokomis lead cut to two. 75 seconds to go first half. Nokomis with the two-point lead and the basketball. Backdoor pass. Ransdell layup. Good! What a pass from McDowell. And Ransdell finished it off. He's got 13. And Nokomis leads by four. 23-19. Under a minute to play. Neoga with the ball. We're winding down the first half of play in this regional championship game. And driving along the baseline, Jackson Clark steps out of bounds. Turnover number five by Neoga. Tassetti is out. Barnes back in for Nokomis. 50 seconds to go, first half. Nokomis with a four-point lead, 23-19. Here's Barnes, right side of the key. Gives off to Carter Sobel. Around to Austin McDowell. McDowell, a couple of steps behind the arc, takes it back out towards midcourt. 30 seconds to go. Nokomis will run some clock now. Off on the wing to Hendricks Barnes. Barnes back out to Braden Sobel. We're down to 20 seconds and counting. Here's Camden Ransdell. Back out to Barnes at the point with 15 seconds. And Barnes gives the ball off to Ransdell with 10 seconds. Now McDowell with seven out near midcourt. Austin lost his dribble. Here's Barnes with three. Barnes drives in, forces the shot. In and out, no good, and that's it. The first half is in the books here in this regional championship game from Nokomis. At halftime, it's Nokomis 23, Neoga 19. We'll come back with some halftime stuff in 60 seconds. Nokomis will get the basketball to start the third quarter. It's Ransdell, McDowell, the Sobel boys, and Hendricks, Barnes for Nokomis. Nokomis with a four-point lead. We are underway. Here's Hendricks Barnes out on the right wing. Barnes picks up his dribble, gives off to Camden Ransdell in the right corner. Feeds back to Barnes, right down the lane, stops and has the ball stripped away. McDowell picks it up, feeds to Carter Sobel, turnaround six-footer, good. Carter Sobel with 4 points tonight. And a 25-19 lead for Nokomis. Neoga with the basketball. Johnson, Hill, gives it off to Drew Raymert. Back to Hill as Neoga brings the ball into the front court. Also Jackson Clark in there. There's Clark with the basketball, along with Clayton Butler. Back out front to Johnson. There's Raymert, back to Johnson. Reese on the left side goes to Hill. Back out to Johnson. Here's Raymert, right side of the key, back to Johnson. Took a quick look at the three shot and passed it up. Into the corner it goes to Clayton Butler. Back out to Drew Raymert. Here's Johnson, going to put up the quick three ball, no good. Ball tipped to the side and Hendricks Barnes picks it up for Nokomis. 7 minutes to go, third quarter. Nokomis leads by six, 25-19. Here's Braden Sobel in the lane. Back out to Ransdell. Barnes from 17, no good. And the ball poked to the side, picked up by Austin McDowell. McDowell for Nokomis. Out to the top of the key. It's Camden Ransdell on the left wing. They lob down to Carter Sobel. Carter, a fadeaway 10-footer, no good. Rebounded on the other side by McDowell. And a foul called against Nioga. And this one, I think, could be on Raymert. Drew Raymert will get his first personal foul, first team foul for Nioga. Out of bounds for Nokomis on the baseline. 6.5 to go, third quarter. Nokomis leading in this regional title game, 25-19. Barnes gives it back out to Ransdell. Down the lane, puts up the six-footer, good. Camden with 15 points tonight. 27-19. Nokomis with an eight-point lead. Nioga with a basketball. There's Caleb Hill. Off to Reese Johnson into the front court. Johnson's about to be trapped over there. Now he gets the ball back to Drew Raymert on the right side. Back out to Johnson. Back out to Raymert. Johnson, top of the key, around to the left side, off to Clark, or to Butler. Back out front. Raymert, around to Hill. Raymert, now Johnson. Takes one dribble. Back to Raymert. He'll drive near the free throw line. Come back out to Reese Johnson. Around to the left wing to Jackson Clark. Clark, back out front to Johnson, to Raymert. Johnson, Raymert playing pitch and catch. Off on the wing, a three ball is up and good by Jackson Clark. Clark with nine. That makes it 27-22. Cuts the Nokomis lead to five. 5:25 to go, third quarter. Nokomis with the basketball. Here's Austin McDowell with it. Lobs underneath for Braden Sobel. Braden, a fall-away jumper, no good. Rebounded on the other side by Camden Ransdell. Here's McDowell driving the lane, puts up the shot, and a blocking foul called. And that'll put Austin McDowell at the free throw line to shoot two. Braden Sobel was slow in getting up. He's limping a little bit, but I think he's going to stay in the ball game. Foul that time called on Clark of Nioga, his first, team second. McDowell at the line to shoot two for Nokomis. Free throw good. Austin's first point of the night gives Nokomis a 28-22 lead. And the next toss, right on the money. 2 points for Austin. And back to a seven-point lead, 29-22. Nioga with the ball. 5 minutes to go, third quarter. Here's Caleb Hill to Drew Raymert into the front court. Nice bounce pass off the Clark, lays it up and in. Good ball movement that time by Nioga. Terrific ball movement. 11 points for Clark. That cuts the lead back to five at 29-24. Nokomis with the lead, the ball, and 4:45 to go, third quarter. It's Hendricks Barnes. And now we're going to have a foul, a pushing foul. Call against Nioga. And this will be on Clayton Butler, his third. Team's third, out of bounds for Nokomis on the baseline. Barnes, the trigger man. Gets it into the corner, McDowell. Austin for three, got it! McDowell hits the three, he's got five. Nokomis leads by eight, 32-24. 4.5 to go, third quarter. Nioga with the basketball. Caleb Hill into the front court. Call for traveling. The ball was tipped away from him and he picked it up while he was on the run. Turnover number six by Nioga. And the ball will go back to Nokomis. Barnes will inbound the ball to Ransdell. A 32-24 Nokomis lead. Nokomis with the basketball. We're about halfway through the third quarter. Here's Carter Sobel. Off to Camden Ransdell. Ransdell, left baseline, underneath to Barnes. Hendricks stops, puts it off the glass and in. Nice move by Hendricks Barnes. He has eight. 34-24, Nokomis now with a 10-point advantage. 4 minutes to go in the third quarter. Now, Nioga wants timeout. A 10-point lead for Nokomis. We're halfway through the third quarter. More regional tournament coverage from Nokomis comes up in 40 seconds. Terry Toad back in Nokomis High School. First game of three tonight. Hillsboro against Nashville coming up after this broadcast, and then Southwestern against Westland from the Staunton and the East Alton Wood River Regionals, respectively. And those are 2A, Class 2A Regional Tournaments. This is a 1A Regional here at Nokomis. Nokomis with a 10-point lead. Nioga will get the ball following their timeout. Here's Johnson in the front court, almost had it knocked away. Reese grabs it, gives it off to Drew Raymert, into the corner. Here's Hill, a three-point shot, no good. Rebound on the weak side by Johnson. Out to Raymert, straight on for three, he got it. Raymert with 10 points tonight. And that makes it 34-27. Nokomis with the lead, the ball, and 3:35 to go third quarter. Here's Camden Ransdell off on the wing to Hendricks Barnes. Barnes puts it on the floor, drives in, kicks the ball off to Ransdell. Now to Braden Sobel at the free throw line, back to Barnes in the right corner. Ransdell along the sideline. Here's Hendricks Barnes. Barnes back out front to Carter Sobel, underneath for Ransdell. Camden puts it off the glass and in. Ransdell with 17 tonight and a 36-27 Nokomis lead. 3 minutes to go, third quarter. Nioga with the basketball. Here's Johnson. Back to Hill. Off to Raymond on the right wing. And now the ball knocked away by McDowell. Austin makes the steal, goes in, dumps the ball off to Ransdell. He can't handle it. It pops loose. McDowell picks it up, gives to Barnes. The Barnes has the ball knocked out of bounds. A good block in there by Nioga. Nokomis will get the basketball on the baseline. Barnes the trigger man. Nokomis did everything but put the ball in the hole. Here's Ransdell with it. Off to Barnes, underneath the Braden Sobel, who is fouled. He is fouled by Hill. Caleb Hill gets his first, team's fourth, and Braden Sobel will be at the line to shoot two for Nokomis. 36-27 is the lead for Nokomis. 2:42 to go, third quarter. Free throw up and good. First point for Braden Sobel tonight. And the 6'5 senior's second toss, no good. Rebound Nioga. So it's a 10-point lead for Nokomis. As we approach 2.5 minutes remaining here in the third quarter, Nioga with the basketball, Raymard with it. Almost double-teamed in the coffin corner, gets it over to Johnson, out on the wing. To Cornell, who's checked back into the game. Mitchell Cornell. Here's Hill, a three-point shot, no good. Rebound loose underneath. Clark has it and is blocked away. And Braden Sobel is going to be called for the foul. Braden will get his second, team's first. And this will put Jackson Clark at the line to shoot two for Nioga. Nioga trails by 10, 37-27. Free throw good. A dozen points for Jackson Clark, 37-28. Hill is out. And into the contest, Trevor Roy, a 5'9 sophomore for Nioga. Next toss by Clark, no good. Chased up down the floor by Nokomis. So Nokomis with the basketball, leading 37-28, and now Nokomis wants a timeout. 2:10 to go in this third quarter. We'll come back with more regional tournament coverage from Nokomis in 40 seconds. Levi Ubell producing our broadcast tonight. He's a busy guy tonight, handling three basketball games. Doing a great job. 2 minutes, 10 seconds to go in the third quarter. Nokomis leads 37-28. Nokomis will get the basketball following the timeout. The winner will move on to the sectional tournament at Central A&M in Moquegua on Tuesday night. Here we go. Nokomis with the basketball. Carter Sobel out front. Around to Camden Ransdell. Top of the key to McDowell. Austin gives off to Carter Sobel outside the arc on the right side. 6'8 sophomore fires it back to Hendricks Barnes. Back out front to Ransdell. Here's Carter Sobel out on the wing again. Looking, goes to Braden Sobel. Free throw line jumper, no good. Rebound by Carter, puts it up, no good. And with 99 seconds left in the third quarter, Carter Sobel will be shooting two free throws. Foul that time was on Raymert. It's going to be his second personal foul, fifth team foul for Nioga. And two free throws coming up for the 6'8 sophomore, Carter Sobel. Carter's free throw good. He has five tonight. And that gives Nokomis a 10-point advantage again, 38-28. Caleb Hill is back into the lineup for Nioga. And Clark is out, Jackson Clark. Give him a bit of a breather. Here's the next toss by Sobel, good. 6 points for Carter. Nokomis leads by 11, 39-28. Neoga with the basketball. Here's Raymert. Back to Johnson into the front court. Back to Raymert. Right corner now to Cornell. Out to Reese Johnson at the point. Here's Raymert. Back to Johnson. Going to launch a long three. Good. Johnson hits his second tray of the night. He's got six, and that makes it 39-31. And Neoga cuts the lead down to eight. 70 seconds to go third quarter. Nokomis with the lead and the ball. Here's Hendricks Barnes. Back out front to Carter Sobel. Off to Camden Ransdell. Left side. Free throw line extended. Back to the left corner to Hendricks Barnes. Back to Ransdell. Camden. Back out front to Carter Sobel. We're under a minute to play now. Let's see if Nokomis runs some clock. Here's Hendricks Barnes with it. Left side, back out to Ransdell. Clock down to 41 seconds and counting. Here's Hendricks Barnes, left wing, out to Carter Sobel. Back to Barnes, 33 seconds and counting. Ransdell, a bounce pass, intercepted by Drew Raymert in for the layup, and he gets it. Raymert with a dozen. That was the fourth turnover by Nokomis. And it cost him. 39-33, Nokomis with the lead and the ball. 16 seconds to go in the third quarter. Here's Barnes with the ball. Clock down to 10 seconds. Hendricks is standing there with a basketball. 8 seconds to go. Barnes looks at the clock. He's got 6 seconds. Puts it up, and it's no good. Tipped by Carter Sobel. No good. 1 second, and that's it. After three quarters of playing, it's the regional championship at Nokomis. It's Nokomis 39, Neoga 33. Back with the money quarter, the fourth quarter, in 60 seconds. Terry Toad back at Nokomis High School. Here we go with fourth quarter action. Nokomis with a six-point lead. Neoga with the basketball as we start the fourth quarter. Raymert with it. Off to the right corner to Hill. Now to Roy. Now here's Johnson going up, and he is fouled. Reese will be at the line to shoot two. And the foul's on Austin McDowell of Nokomis. Austin's third, team's second. And Reese Johnson will shoot two for Neoga. Free throw good. Reese with 7 points tonight. That makes it 39-34. As Neoga nibbles away at that Nokomis lead. Johnson's next toss right on the money. He has eight, and that makes it 39-35. So it's a four-point lead for Nokomis. Nokomis with the ball. We're just underway in the fourth quarter. Ransdell off to Hendricks Barnes. Barnes puts it on the floor once. Back out to Braden Sobel. Around to Camden Ransdell. Here's McDowell. Top of the key. Drives the lane. Feeds off to Carter Sobel. Layup good. Good pass by McDowell. Carter Sobel finishes it off. Carter with eight. That makes it 41-35. Nokomis with the lead. Neoga with the ball. 7:12 to go in the game. Reese Johnson with the ball for Neoga. Out on the wing. It goes to Trevor Roy. Back out front to Johnson, to Raymert. Johnson back to Roy on the left side. Long pass out front. Intercepted by Camden Ransdell in for the layup. Good. Ransdell with 19 points. And Nokomis leads 43-35. Good anticipation that time by Camden. 6:45 to go in the game. Neoga with the basketball. Raymert to Trevor Roy. Here's Johnson from the elbow. The jump shot no good. Carter Sobel the rebound. Nokomis had great position that time. Here's Camden Ransdell into the front court, off to Carter Sobel. Out front to McDowell. Around to Ransdell. Feeds off to Braden Sobel. Braden puts it on the floor once, puts it up and in. Braden Sobel with 3 points. And it's a 45-35 lead for Nokomis. 6:15 to go in the game. Neoga with the ball. Johnson. Bounce pass underneath to Roy. Feeds across to Cornell, and he is fouled. And Mitchell Cornell will be at the line to shoot two. Foul that time called on Hendricks Barnes. Hendricks will get his first, team's third. And two free throws for Cornell for Neoga. Mitchell's first shot, no good. He's a 6'2 junior. Score remains Nokomis 45, Neoga 35. 6:09 to go in this game. And the next toss. No good. Rebound Camden Ransdell for Nokomis. McDowell will bring it into the front court. Austin off to the right side to Braden Sobel. Lobs underneath for Ransdo, puts up the six-footer, good. Camden with 21 points tonight, 47-35, and Neoga needs a timeout. 5:54 to go in this ball game. It's Nokomis 47, Neoga 35, back with more basketball. Well, we'll have scores for you tomorrow morning on Spotlight on Sports, as is the tradition. Scores from all the regional tournament finals from the Class 1A and 2A regional tournaments around the state. The girls' state tournament, 1A and 2A, got underway today at Redbird Arena. We'll have finals for you from there. Plus, girls' 3A and 4A sectional play. All right, here we go. Just under 6 minutes to go in the ball game. Neoga with the basketball, trailing by a dozen points. Here's Raymert in the backcourt. Steps across the midcourt stripe. Right sidelines down to the corner. Stops, gives it back out to Reese Johnson. Johnson way out near midcourt. Drives around a defender. Gives it off on the wing. Caleb Hill drives in and a foul on Braden Sobel. Braden's third, team's fourth. And Neoga will inbound the ball on the baseline. 5.5 minutes to go in the game. Nokomis with a 12-point advantage. Hill, the trigger man, gets the ball in to Reese Johnson. Johnson, a bounce pass back out to Raymert. Raymert on the dribble. Comes to the right side off to Jackson Clark. Here's Hill at the left elbow. Back out to Johnson. Raymert back to Clark for three. Got it! Clark with 15 points. And that makes it 47-38. That cuts the Nokomis lead down to 9, and time called again. 5:16 to go in the ball game. It's Nokomis 47, Neoga 38, back with more basketball in 20 seconds. Who will move on to Central A&M on Tuesday night? Will it be Nokomis or Neoga? Well, with 5:16 remaining in the game, Nokomis has a 47-38 lead and the basketball. Here we go. Following the timeout, McDowell into the front court for Nokomis. Off to Hendricks Barnes. Back out to Austin McDowell. Barnes left sidelines. Puts it on the floor. Back out at the top of the key, reverses direction. And now is fouled from behind by Drew Raymert. Raymert will get his third, team sixth. Out of bounds for Nokomis. One more time before the bonus kicks in on the next Neoga foul. 5 minutes exactly to go in the game. Nokomis with a 9-point lead and the basketball. Here's Camden Ransdell down the lane, off to Hendricks Barnes. Barnes back to Braden Sobel at the free throw line. Braden takes one dribble, fadeaway shot is no good. Camden Ransdell is over the back. He pushed off on Drew Raymert, and Ransdell will get his first personal foul, fifth team foul, out of bounds for Neoga in the backcourt. 4:44 to go in this game. A 47-38 lead for Nokomis. Neoga with a basketball. Neoga's got some guys that can hit the threes if they can find an open spot on the court. Here's Raymert with the ball. Out near midcourt. Off to Johnson. Goes to the left wing, gives it off to Butler, inside the lane, Clark puts up the shot as he falls down to the floor, no good, and the rebound pulled down by Nokomis. 4:15 to go in the game. Nokomis leading 47-38, and now Nokomis wants timeout. A 47-38 lead for Nokomis, 4:12 to go in this regional title game. We'll come back with more from Nokomis in 40 seconds. Terry Toad back in Nokomis High School. Hope you're enjoying tonight's broadcast, the first of three this evening here on FM 106. We'll have the Hillsboro-Nashville game coming up next, and then we'll have the Southwestern-Westland game to top off the evening. Regional Championship Night, beginnings of March Madness. All right, play resumes. Nokomis with the basketball following the timeout. Nokomis with a 9-point lead as we approach 4 minutes remaining in this contest. Here's Hendricks Barnes with the ball. Out front to Carter Sobel. Lobs down to Camden Ransdell. Fadeaway 10-footer, no good. And the ball tipped by Braden Sobel. He collides underneath with one of the kids from Neoga. And I think the foul's going to be on Jackson Clark of Neoga. And that's going to be his second, team seventh. And Braden Sobel will be at the line to shoot the 1-1 for Nokomis. 3:57 to go in the game. Nokomis with a 9-point lead. Braden's free throw is up, and it is good. Sobel with four. Nokomis by 10, 48-38. And now coming back into the lineup, Caleb Hill replacing Clayton Butler for Neoga. Meanwhile, Braden Sobel, the 6'5 senior, will get a second free throw. Tosses up and it is no good. Rebound pulled down by Caleb Hill of Neoga. Under 4 minutes to go in this game. Here's Johnson with the ball. Out to Drew Raymert. Raymert, left side of the key, back out to Reese Johnson. Back to Raymert. Back to Johnson. Near side off to Trevor Roy. Roy in the right corner, back out to Raymert at the top of the key. He's actually closer to midcourt than he is the free throw line. Raymert off to the wing, off to Hill. Back out to Raymert. Here's Reese Johnson. Off to Trevor Roy, a three ball up, no good. Rebound by Camden Ransdell for Nokomis. Out to Austin McDowell. McDowell gives back to Ransdell. 3:15 to go in the game. Nokomis with a 10-point lead and the basketball. Here's McDowell out front with the ball. Out near midcourt. Gives around to Carter Sobel, who's way outside on the arc. Camden Ransdell out front, just standing there with the ball on his hip. Now gives the ball off to Hendricks Barnes. Barnes goes inside the lane to McDowell. The ball knocked away. Braden Sobel picks it up, puts it up, and no good. And Hendricks Barnes comes crashing in and commits the foul. Barnes will get his second, team sixth. Out of bounds one more time for Neoga before the 1-1 kicks in on the next foul against Nokomis. 2:48 to go in the game. A 10-point Nokomis lead, Neoga with the basketball. Here's Raymert in the backcourt. Off to Hill, into the front court to Reese Johnson. Johnson, only a freshman. Gives it off to Raymert. A freshman and four seniors started tonight for Neoga. Here's Hill, a three-pointer, comes up way short. Carter Sobel grabs the ball. Gives it out to Austin McDowell, under 2.5 to play. Nokomis with a 10-point lead in the basketball. And Steve Kimbrough says, let's talk things over. 2:21 remaining in this regional title game. It's Nokomis 48, Neoga 38. Back with more in 20 seconds. Just one here, just one, Levi. I'll probably take an extended break. If Nokomis wins, we'll try to get the kids up here and talk at the end of the game. Two minutes and 21 seconds left in this regional championship game. Nokomis has a 10-point lead, 48-38. Nokomis will inbound the basketball following the timeout. Winner will move on to the Central A&M Sectional Tuesday night at 7 against the winner from the Hudsonville Regional. And Altamont's playing in that championship game against St. Elmo. Nokomis with the basketball. Here we go. Here's Hendricks Barnes with the ball. Out front. And now he is fouled by Trevor Roy of Neoga. Roy gets his first, team's eighth. And Barnes will be at the line to shoot the 1-1. Hill is back in, Cornell back in, Roy is out, and Butler is out for Neoga. 2:09 to go in the game. And Hendricks Barnes could add to that Nokomis lead. First free throw, good. Hendricks with 9 points tonight. And a 49-38 lead for Nokomis. Next toss for Hendricks Barnes, the 6'2 senior, right on the money. 10 points for Hendricks and a 50-38 lead for Nokomis with 2 minutes to go in the ball game. Raymond with the ball for Neoga. Gives off to Caleb Hill. Off on the wing to Cornell. He'll drive the lane and is fouled by Carter Sobel. Sobel gets his third personal foul, seventh team foul. This will be a two-shot foul, though, for Cornell. 1:55 remaining in the game. Nokomis leads by a dozen. And Mitchell Cornell has a chance to put a couple points on the board with the clock stopped. Hits his first free throw, his first point of the night. That makes it 50-39. Clayton Butler is back in, facing Caleb Hill. And the next toss from Clark, or from Cornell, is good. He has two, and that makes it 50-40. And Cornell will leave, and Trevor Roy back in for Neoga. So a 10-point Nokomis lead with a minute 55 to go in the ball game. Ball comes into Carter Sobel. Back to McDowell. Here's Sobel. Dribbling into the front court. The big guy pulls up. Fires it across to Camden Ransdell with 105 seconds to go in the ball game. Looks like Nokomis is headed to the sectional on Tuesday night. And here's a foul call against Drew Raymert. Raymert will get his fourth, team's ninth. McDowell will be at the line to shoot the 1-1 for Nokomis. 99 seconds to go in the game. Nokomis with a 10-point lead. And McDowell at the line to shoot the 1-1 for Nokomis. Austin's a 6'3 senior. Free throw is no good. Rebound, Carter Sobel. The putback is good. Carter with 10. 52-40. Nokomis by a dozen with 90 seconds to go in the game. Neoga with the basketball. Here's Raymert driving in. He lost the handle on it. Carter Sobel on the floor. Tied up, jump ball. It's going to belong to Nokomis. 10's Roy and Butler back in, replacing Hill and Cornell for Neoga. 1-2-3 showing on the clock. That's all that's left in this game. Nokomis with a 12-point lead. They'll inbound the basketball. Comes in to Hendricks Barnes, who's fouled immediately by Trevor Roy. Roy gets his second, team's 10th. And Hendricks Barnes will be at the line to shoot two for Nokomis. We're down to 81 seconds left in this game. Not only is Nokomis battling for the regional title tonight, but they're also battling to reach the 1,500 win plateau in the school's history. Barnes free throw up, free throw good. Hendricks with 11. Nokomis leads by a baker's dozen, 53-40. And the next toss on the way is nothing but net. A dozen points for Hendricks Barnes and a 54-40 lead with a minute 15 to go in the ball game. Neoga with the basketball. Here's Roy in the right corner. Double team. Bad pass taken away by Austin McDowell. Turnover number 10 by Neoga. We're down to a minute 5 remaining in the game. Ball out front to Camden Ransdell. Back to Carter Sobel, who is fouled in there by Jackson Clark. Clark will get his third personal foul. And Carter Sobel will shoot two for Nokomis as Coach Bob Lockhart is going to empty the bench. Looks like Zach Gressens will be coming in momentarily. Connor Engelman is going to be coming in for Nokomis here in just a moment. Meanwhile, Carter Sobel is going to be shooting two free throws. Now, Neoga has to put another man at the free throw lane before they can shoot the free throw. 57 seconds to go in this game, and Nokomis pretty much has this one wrapped up. Sobel's free throw in and out, no good. Now, here comes the wholesale line change for Neoga. Chase Lanham is in there. Evan Fritcher. Ben Althoff is in there as well. Zach Gressens, we mentioned him. I think that's everybody. Free throw is good. Carter Sobel with 11 tonight. 55-40. Nokomis with the lead. 55 seconds to go in the basketball game. Lanham with the ball. Along the wing it goes to Lane Andrews. He's the other guy that came in. Andrews, a senior. Now a bad pass. Picked off by Connor Engelman of Nokomis. 40 seconds to go in the contest. They hope to have a chance to talk with some of the Nokomis players following the ball game tonight. Here's Carter Sobel out front. 30 seconds to go. Engelman with it. Connor drives the baseline. Fires the ball back out. And now we're going to have a foul called against Nioga. And this foul's on Fritcher. It's going to be his first. And this will put Connor Engelman at the line to shoot two. Connor has worked his way back following some elbow surgery. Free throw no good. And here we have some substitutions for Nokomis. Mason Stewart is into the ball game, along with Trevor Wright. B.J. Chaussey's back in. Let's see. Who else is in there? Second free throw, no good. Ryan Jansen, the other player in there for Nokomis. 20 seconds to go. Here's a three-point shot up and no good by Ben Altoff of Nioga. The ball goes over the back of the backboard, over the top of the backboard and behind. So it's out of play. 17 seconds to go. Nokomis with the basketball. Counting down to win number 1,500 in the school's history and another regional championship. 10 seconds to go. 6 seconds to go. And the final on this one tonight will be Nokomis 55, Nioga 40, and it's off to the sectional tournament for Nokomis High School on Tuesday night. A 15-point win for Nokomis as the teams line up and shake hands. Nokomis picks up win number 23 on the season and number 1,500 in the history of Nokomis High School. We're going to take a break. We'll come back, check scoring totals for you, and hopefully have a chance to talk with some members of the Nokomis High School basketball team. We'll do that right after these messages. Terry Toad back in Nokomis. Not only did Nokomis pick up the regional championship trophy, they're now changing the sign. It now reflects the 1,500th win in the history of boys basketball here at Nokomis High School. And they just finished it. They just changed the sign, and that gets a big round of applause from the crowd. Nokomis wins this regional title game tonight, 55-40 over Nioga. Let's check some scoring totals for you. Reese Johnson with 8 points for Nioga. Raymond had a dozen, 3 from Hill, 15 from Clark, 2 from Cornell, quarters of 5, 14, 14, and 7. Nioga was 7 out of 12 from the line, had 11 turnovers, and they wrap up the season 15-13. Nokomis with the win, now 23-7 on the year. They only had 4 turnovers in the ball game, none in the second quarter, none in the fourth quarter. 21 points from Camden Ransdell, 2 from B.J. Chaussey, 5 from Austin McDowell. Carter Sobel had 11, 12 points from Hendricks Barnes, and 4 points from Braden Sobel. Quarters of 10, 13, 16, and 16 for Nokomis. Nokomis 11 of 17 from the line. And again, Nokomis wins this one 55-40 over Nioga. And we'll have coverage coming to you from Central A&M High School on Tuesday night as Nokomis competes in the sectional tournament on Tuesday against the winner of the Altamont-Nioga game. And we'll have the results of that tomorrow morning at 7:30 on Spotlight on Sports. We're going to take a break. We'll come back with more from Nokomis High School. Congratulations to Nokomis, a 55-40 winner. They win the regional tournament. And we'll be on to the sectional on Tuesday night. We'll come back with more right after these messages. Terry Toad back at Nokomis High School. The final tonight, Nokomis 55, Nioga 40. So Nokomis wins the regional championship, and they will move on to the next round of play. They will go to the Central A&M sectional. That is at the Central A&M High School in Moquegua. They will play at 7 o'clock on Tuesday evening, and they will either get Altamont or St. Elmo. Those two teams were battling it out tonight at the Hudsonville Regional Tournament. That's the other regional that feeds into the Tuesday night game. And, of course, we'll have live coverage for you on Tuesday night here on WSMI FM 106.1 as we come to you from Central A&M High School. This is the first of three games tonight here on FM 106, game number two. We will have from the Staunton 2A Regional as Hillsboro takes on Nashville. And then our third broadcast of the evening, to top things off, will be a 2A regional matchup from East Dalton Wood River High School as Southwestern takes on a very good Westland team out of Trenton. Here tonight, Nokomis wins this one in the 1A regional at Nokomis, 55-40 over Neoga. We'll come back with more from Nokomis in just a moment. Terry Toad back in Nokomis High School. We have Coach Steve Kimbrough standing by with us. And Coach, congratulations not only for the regional championship, but for win being part of the 1,500th win in the history of the school. That's pretty neat.
Yeah, you know, we knew going this year there's a chance, and the kids knew what number of wins they had to put up to get that opportunity. And as the season went on, you know, we knew after the Litchfield tournament that, you know, we had an opportunity to win out. It could come down to the regional championship game for it. So they put themselves in a position with the opportunity, and, you know, we overcome some struggles tonight. You know, early in the game, I think both teams were nervous.
Yeah.
And then they played physical. They're a good ball club and do a lot of things right. I mean, they got four seniors out on the floor just like we did. And, you know, it come down to we handled ourselves once we got up to about an 8-10-point lead and handled their pressure and played smart defense and contained them. And those are the things that we said we had to do. You got to rebound, contain them, and not let their pressure beat us.
You know, sometimes when you play on your home floor, there's a little bit of additional pressure because you are at home and everybody expects you to do so well at home.
Yeah, and this group had high expectations all along. I mean, and so, you know, they handled it well. And once we got out there down to like 5-6 minutes and we got out to a 10-point lead, you know, we knew if we handle the ball, it comes down to shooting some free throws and making them. We did those. Carter got a big rebound off a missed free throw and put back under the basket, you know, which I think put it back out to 12. And those are just killers for your opponent.
And I thought Neoga did a nice job, though, defending against your team tonight, especially the first three quarters.
They played physical. You know, they put a body on our big boys, and they collapsed down in on them. And, you know, they moved hard. And we saw them do that first game of the regional here where they're very active offensively and defensively. Offensively, you know, we did a good job. I think they only broke us down once. And that's where we come off of a full-court pressure situation. They got a layup out of it. And we know that's a chance that we take. So, you know, we adjust a little bit of that, went back to more contain, and just, you know, we made them walk it up the floor. And then that's what we had to do to take that part of their game away from them.
Plus, I only had you for four turnovers tonight, none in the second or fourth quarters.
And that was starting the game with two.
Yeah.
So after the first two possessions, two, which I hadn't got to the stats yet. But, and that's, you know, that's what we got to have. At this time of year, we got enough talented players that that's why we should be playing right now. We shouldn't be making 10, 12 turnovers a game.
When you give away a ball on a turnover, that usually ends up being 2 points on the other end, and that just kills you.
In this game, I mean, they hit a three every time they needed one tonight. They must have hit about five of them where, you know, we're right there to open up the game, and they come back and they hit a three. And, you know, that one time they made a 5-point swing when we was up 10 and cut it back to five. I mean, you know, like I say, they hung around. They did a good job. They're a good ball club.
Coach, we'll see you Tuesday night at the sectional.
All right, thank you, Terry.
Good luck. Congratulations, my friend.
Thank you.
Steve Kimbrough, the head coach of Nokomis, as Nokomis wins it tonight 55-40 over Neoga and wins the Class 1A Regional Championship here at home. And off they go Tuesday night to Central A&M High School for the sectional tournament. I want to thank all of our sponsors who have made the broadcast possible. We have more basketball coming up for you tonight here on FM 106. Levi Ubelt did a terrific job of producing our broadcast tonight. Hope you enjoyed the game. Once again, the final from Nokomis. Nokomis 55, Neoga 40. I'm Terry Tote. So long from Nokomis.